Okay, so picture this. You stumble across this blog post, and it's called "The Most Mind-Blowing Cheesecake and Possibly Dessert EVR." Curiosity piqued, right?
Definitely makes you wonder what's so special about this cheesecake.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we're diving into today. This deep dive is all about figuring out if it lives up to the hype.
We're entering the world of Basque cheesecake thanks to this very enthusiastic blog post from Food Finance Travel. Have you heard of it?
I have not, but I am ready to be convinced.
Well, get this. Our blogger found themselves at Lavina, which is this restaurant in San Sebastian, Spain.
Okay, Spain's known for some really amazing food in general.
Absolutely. But Lavina, they specialize in pinsos. Think of them like the Basque region's version of tapas, small but super flavorful dishes that are meant for sharing.
I love that, like a culinary adventure with friends. So, where does the cheesecake come in?
It's become legendary. And you see, it's not just about the cheesecake itself, but more about how it reflects how globally popular Basque cuisine has become.
Ah, so it's like this cheesecake represents something bigger.
That's exactly.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more about this blog post.
Well, the author was blown away by Lavina. They said there were lines out the door, but they got lucky and snagged a table just before the lunch rush hit. And of course, they ordered the cheesecake.
Of course, had to be done.
Had to be done, right? But it wasn't just a good slice situation.
Oh.
The author was floored, called it one of the best desserts they'd ever had.
Okay, that's a bold statement.
Right.
So, what made it so amazing, did they say?
They were really blown away by the taste and the texture, hence the mind-blowing declaration.
But they didn't get into specifics.
Not really.
Okay, so that's where we come in.
Exactly. Our deep dive, we're going to unpack all of it, not just the hype, but what makes Basque cheesecake unique in the first place.
And whether Lavina truly stands out, even among other Basque cheesecakes, because it's its own thing,
Right.
right?
It's like, what makes this one so special?
Okay, I'm ready to unpack this. So, to understand why this cheesecake is generating such a buzz, we should probably start with the basics. What makes Basque cheesecake different? It's not your typical New York style cheesecake, is it?
No, not at all. Think rustic elegance. New York cheesecake is all about that smooth perfection, the graham cracker crust.
Yes.
Basque cheesecake, on the other hand, is going for this deeply caramelized, almost burnt top.
Oh, wow. I've seen pictures, and it does have this kind of rebellious charm to it. Very intriguing.
It's baked in a springform pan that's lined with parchment paper, so there's no crust at all. So the caramelization, that happens directly on the cheesecake.
Okay, so no crust, just pure caramelized cheesecake. So it's caramelized on the outside, but what about the inside? The blogger mentioned loving the texture. What's that like?
That's what makes Basque cheesecake so special. Because it's baked so hot and fast, the center stays unbelievably creamy, like a custard almost.
Oh, wow. So it's like the best of both worlds. Crispy on the outside, creamy on the inside. It's like the opposite of New York cheesecake's dense, more solid texture.
Exactly. And you see, that's what's so fascinating about Basque cheesecake. It's not just about the flavor, it's the entire experience. That visual intrigue of the dark top, the aroma of that caramelized sugar, and then you get that melt-in-your-mouth texture.
You're painting quite the picture. So we've got the visual appeal, the aroma, the texture. It's engaging all the senses.
Precisely. And this whole focus on the texture and the appearance, it actually reflects a much broader trend that we're seeing in modern Basque cuisine. Chefs are all about creating these holistic sensory experiences, you know.
Wow, that makes so much sense. So it's like this cheesecake isn't just a dessert, it's like a cultural ambassador.
Exactly.
But even with that in mind, Lavina is apparently something else. What we don't know is why their version is so exceptional that it stands out, even among other Basque cheesecakes.
And that, my friend, is the million-dollar question, or at least the million-calorie question.
Touche. So let's dig into what might make Lavina's creation so special. What are the possibilities here?
Well, if you remember, the blog post did mention that Lavina is also known for incredible pensos. So maybe their mastery of Basque cuisine, you know, in general, maybe it translates to their cheesecake as well.
Like a secret ingredient situation.
Right. Maybe they're using specific local ingredients, some kind of cheese that only they have access to, you know.
Ooh, that's a good point.
Think about the Iberigo ham that the blogger mentioned. They raved about that too. It comes from these acorn-fed pigs that are unique to the region. So what if they're applying that same level of dedication, that sourcing to their cheesecake, too.
It makes total sense. I mean, the blog did mention a potato and tuna salad, which
Yeah.
not exactly your average picnic food, right?
Right, exactly. So it seems like they're not afraid to elevate even simple dishes.
Exactly.
Which gets me thinking, maybe it's the technique. It's one thing to have great ingredients, but maybe Lavina has somehow perfected the actual baking process as well. Because remember, the blogger said the texture was mind-blowing.
They did.
And to get that perfect creamy center with a caramelized top, that's an art form.
It really is. I can just picture these chefs huddled around, obsessing over the baking times and the temperatures, all in the name of cheesecake.
And you know what? That's not far-fetched at all. Basque cheesecake, it might look rustic, but it's seriously hard to get right. It's all about finding that sweet spot.
The between.
Between a gooey center and then a burnt bottom.
Oh, I see.
That delicate balance of sweet and a little tangy, it's not easy.
This is what I love about our deep dives. We started with a simple blog post about cheesecake, and now we're talking like culinary artistry, regional specialties. It's like falling down a delicious, delicious rabbit hole.
Isn't it? I love it. Food can transport us like that.
Yeah.
It teaches us about different cultures, traditions, and sometimes it even sparks a bit of mystery, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. Because even after all of this, we still don't know what makes Lavina's cheesecake so special. I mean, we've got theories.
We've got theories.
But the blogger, enthusiastic as they were, they didn't give us all the answers.
And I think that's a good thing.
You do?
It keeps us curious, encourages us to explore a little further. Maybe one day, one of us will make it to San Sebastian.
Oh, to be fly on the wall.
And finally taste this legendary cheesecake for ourselves.
I'm already picturing it. Strolling through, you know, the charming streets of San Sebastian, that aroma of pincisos just filling the air. And then finally, taking that first bite.
It's like a culinary pilgrimage.
It really is.
And until then, well, we can continue to appreciate the story behind it, the way that it embodies, you know, the spirit of Basque cuisine and just the mystery of its unique appeal.
You know, you're right. Sometimes the best stories are the ones that leave us wanting more. It's funny, isn't it? We started with this simple blog post talking about cheesecake, and somehow we've ended up in this whole discussion about culinary philosophy and the allure of the unknown.
It's amazing how food does that. It's more than just, you know, what we eat. It's a way to explore culture, history, even our sense of adventure. This whole deep dive has been a perfect example of that, wouldn't you say?
Totally. We went from, ooh, cheesecake, to like dissecting the nuances of Basque cuisine and the artistry of a perfectly caramelized top.
All from one little blog post.
Exactly. And you know what? Even though we might not have all the answers about what makes Lavina's cheesecake so extraordinary,
we've definitely come to appreciate the craft behind it, right? Yeah. The passion, the dedication that it takes to create something truly special.
Mm.
It's a good reminder that even the simplest things can be surprisingly complex and interesting.
It's like you said earlier, sometimes it's all about the journey, not the destination. We may not have tasted Lavina's cheesecake just yet, but I don't know about you. I'm definitely ready to book a flight.
Me too. And who knows, maybe someone listening right now is already packing their bags.
Yeah.
If you've ever tried Basque cheesecake, especially Lavina's version, tell us about it. We want to hear all about your experience.
Yeah. What did it taste like? What was the texture like? Give us your most poetic descriptions. No detail is too small. Let's keep this conversation going.
Absolutely. Let's compare notes, swap stories, and maybe, just maybe, we'll unlock the secrets of this mind-blowing cheesecake.
Until then, happy eating, everyone, and keep those culinary adventures coming.